This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome down the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSaintPete.com on this January 21st, 2023. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, and I'll tee it up with John Rieger here in a few moments. I'm actually inside today. Looks like it might be a little, we'll get the Wild Bill Yank and Crank weather report here in a second, but we're inside for a little safety right in the front room where we've got all the merchandise. And so if you come on down to the show, anybody comes down to the show and mentions that they heard where I'm located, I'll buy you a beverage. Anyway, we're here for the next hour. We got a jam-packed show. We're right across from Tropicana Field, our 19th hole clubhouse studios here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Each and every week, we talk PGA, champions, LPGA, collegiate, and we need to start diving into the high school realm a little bit later here in 2023 in the spring. And, of course, in the Sunshine State, that the world of golf is everything. And I've got my co-host up there on Crescent Beach, Florida, and Big Oscar Garner III. He is going to he'll be out one more week. He got moved, but I do want to make a statement regarding the announcement I made last week. Big Storm Brewing will be our title sponsor at every charitable event that we go out to, and we're going to be going out to quite a few this year. I'm already lining them up with Gary Sermons, everything from Children's Miracle Fund to all of the First Tee. We'll be at the Super Bowl of Golf with the Florida Sports Authority, and of course John Rieger was the kingpin at that deal. And so if you've got an event, reach out to me at mrickardonthetee@gmail.com, and we'll come out on a Saturday or even during the week. We'll get out there and we'll tape it on our new streaming channel in February. So let's bring him into the conversation. It's John Rieger. A little bit later on, we're going to talk to Michael Rickard, my son, outside the ropes, and then we'll talk to the royalty in Gator Country in Gainesville, and that's Pat Dooley. And John's got that lined up for us. But let's dive into a conversation and our On the Tee Florida Golf John Rieger Report. What's up, my man?
Well, good morning. And that's great news about Big Storm Brewery. I love the guy that does the voiceover for that commercial. Big Storm Brewery.
Well, that's my good buddy, and you better like him if you ever come down here and you're speeding through Kennesetti, because he's also a police officer. That's our good friend Andy DeLay, who's on Burning Rubber Radio right before we're on here.
Well, no more than five over the limit, two hands on the wheel, and that goes for the beer and the beer glass. So anyway, we're welcoming Big Storm Breweries, our title sponsor, for those excursions, the celebrity caddy appearances, the charity events that we'll be getting involved with. While we start the show off with Wild Bill's golf weather forecast, and yeah, we do that centered around St. Pete. That's brought to us by Yank and Crank, which is Bill's extreme fine fishing fashion company. And they've got some great hats and merchandise out there. And I know this is a golf show, but it's a fishing line. But if you're a golfer, this is the fishing apparel you should be wearing. Yank and Crank, extreme fishing fashion. So the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report from St. Petersburg today. And it's a good day to be inside. I can see there, Mike, because the winds are east-northeast, 10 miles an hour. Humidity's low, but the UV index is pretty low, too, which means that it's a little chilly down there in the wind. So you want to stay inside. I know there's little showers bumping around the whole state, even up here in Crescent Beach. So with that, if you're a golfer, might be another good day to sit and listen to the radio show and maybe watch a little playoff football also. But anyway, that was Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, sponsored by Yank and Crank Extreme Fishing Fashion. So anyway, we always start our show off with the leaderboard, don't we? You want to get right into that?
Yeah, let's dive into the the leaderboard. I want to recognize all of our affiliates, and we're going to be expanding those affiliates in February. Of course, our flagship, that's WTAN 106.1 FM, AM 1340, Tampa Clearwater, St. Pete, along with WZHR FM 104.3 FM, WDCF AM 1350, Zephyr Hills, and of course, WZHR 102.3 FM and AM 1400. And of course, the leaderboards are brought to you by Sea Dogs and their Ice Pick. Their Ice Pick Vodka, and I spent some time with the owner, Fred, and we went to the Cowboys and the Bucks game. Unfortunately, not a great outcome for the Bucks fans. So let's dive into that. Well, there's several leaderboards. That's the beauty of this time of year. Football's waning, and you've got options on the LPGA, which right now is very entertaining. You've got the Champions Tour in Hawaii, and then, of course, you've got the American Express. So why don't you go ahead with the leaderboards there, my friend?
Well, first off, let's talk about this American Express tournament. For some of our older listeners out there, they probably recognize this tournament as the Bob Hope Desert Classic. And this is a tournament where five rounds of golf are played. And the last time that Arnold Palmer won a golf tournament was 50 years ago this week at that golf tournament. And it's kind of funny when you read the PGA Tour news about the history of Arnold Palmer winning his last PGA Tour event in 1973. I believe he was around 42 years old. Instead of saying that he won the Bob Hope Desert Classic, it says that he won the American Express Championship there in 1962. I don't even know if he probably had the American Express in his pocket by that time, because he had already been a worldwide superstar in the game of golf. But Davis Thompson is leading the tournament. Again, another young player out there. You haven't heard much about him. And when I was looking to see what the scores were, he's had five eagles in this tournament already. And they've only played, two rounds of golf, and he's had five eagles. So today's the third round, and what they do is they cut the tournament after three rounds, because there's three different golf courses that they all play. It's a big deal. They play three different golf courses, and then they go ahead and they cut it. But he has got he's 18 under par, and with despite five eagles throughout the week, he's only two shots ahead of John Rahm. So talk about a birdie barrage! Golf should be fun to watch this weekend with the American Express Championship out there. I believe the final round is going to be at La Quinta, a beautiful place, wonderful golf course. I've had the good fortune of being able to play out there. But the leaderboard for the PGA Tour basically reflects that Davis Thompson on top.
You know, John, the five eagles that he had yesterday, actually, the most he hasn't had that tied how many he's had on the tour playing on the PGA.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I think this set the record so far. He's got a couple more eagles to go, I think. Who knows? Hey, let's flip over to the Champions Tour. Steve Stricker. All right, Steve Stricker, Wisconsin, former Ryder Cup captain.
Green Bay Packer fan. Put that in there.
Well, if you're with Wisconsin, it's all about anything Wisconsin. In fact, his daughter's a really good golfer, and she won the state high school championship, and she's got a scholarship at the University of Wisconsin. So, and you know, this Stricker family's fun because his wife Nikki caddies for him, his daughter caddies for him, he'll caddy for his daughter. You know, they're just a true golf family, and we had the good fortune years ago at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club for him to be hanging out there with a lot of the young touring pros out there trying to make their name. But he shot 60 at the Mitsubishi Electric Championship at Hawaii Live. So I tell you what, and he's only leading by two shots. I mean, what is it out there? I guess it's in the air. Low scores abound for everybody and everywhere. Hey, you know, we've got a tournament going right in our backyard in Orlando. It's the first round of the LPGA Tournament Champions, and it's at the Hilton Grand Vacation. Is sponsored by Hilton over there, and it's at Grand Lakes over there in Orlando. And Brooke Henderson, who's been injured, has come back, and she's the Canadian superstar, and she's shot 67. And believe it or not, I think I just double bogeyed my own round of leaderboard here, Mike, because I said Grand Lake. They're actually playing in Lake Nona,
brother. I wasn't going to edit you until you took a breath.
Well, Lake Nona, and of course, Arnold Palmer
is in second.
Well, you know, they just had a big event. You know, they had the Grand Lakes. They had the father-son PNC over there. So I had that on my mind when I thought about Hilton. But, yeah, And she's in the lead, and her brother actually upset Medvedev, the Russian tennis superstar, over in the Australia Open. So her brother's a tennis professional and went to say that he's the worst athlete in the family. As you know, the court of sisters, her dad was a famous tennis player. So, but Brooke Henderson is leading the tournament, and right behind her is Nelly Korda. So it's going to be a big shootout this weekend, first event for the LPGA. So we're looking forward to being able to watch that. You know, you're going to have to make sure that on your DVRs that you got plenty of space for recording, because there's so much golf going on at the same time. Hey, but let's flip across the pond now. We need to go to the DP World Tour, and this is the European Tour. And it's interesting because there's been a court injunction where the LIV golf players still get to play in European Championship events. Now, they're getting snubbed by some of the sponsors. And ironically, they're over in Abu Dhabi, and they're playing the HSBC Championship. And there's a little article about Henry Stenson, who he's back in the pack right now. I think he shot like 68 or something. He's tied for 12. But they didn't allow him to play in the Pro-Am because he was the one that we all know that was the Ryder Cup captain. And then he went to LIV Golf. They took his captaincy away, and they gave it to somebody else. And so the LIV Golf players are playing. And actually, the LIV Golf players are getting along with all the regular European Tour players, but they were banned from the Pro-Am. So the beauty of European golf and the DP World Tour, when you wake up tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, you can probably watch it on the Golf Channel.
Hey, I want to go back to the American Express, and you know, and I watched on the Golf Channel the other night. They did a little feature on Bob Hope, and then of course Arnold Palmer, Memories with Arnold Palmer. You've probably seen that, and you've got many, and I'm fortunate I have several. But the Bob Hope. This American Express can't hold a candle to the class and the entertainment and the depth of the celebrity field and the personalities and interaction with the galleries. I mean, it's just like a button-down corporate event relative to what it used to be. Do you agree with me?
Well, yeah, and this has gone by the wayside. It used to be that celebrities would lend their name to a PGA Tour event. Bob Hope, you know, Desert Classic. The Glenn Campbell, Los Angeles Open. Sammy Davis, Hartford Open. It goes on and on and on. Even within the last 10 years or so, Justin Timberlake, who is
exactly.
The top star in the role, he sponsored, you know, he put his name to the Shriners Tournament out there. But, you know, that's kind of gone by the wayside, these celebrities. You know, and the biggest one, maybe the biggest celebrity, of course you could argue about that, but the biggest celebrity name to stay on a tournament up until just recently was Dinah Shore. You know, she had Dinah Shore.
Well, last year, I think of it.
Well, now it's always played in Palm Springs, and the winner would, you know, they would jump into the pond on 18 and have a bathrobe ready for them. It was just kind of a tradition that was started years and years ago. And now they moved it out of Palm Springs. I think they moved it to Houston, and they call it the Chevron Championship. And it's still counted as a women's major championship, but it's just kind of, again, you lose the entire
they've all lost their luster. All right, let's go out to Denver, Colorado. I have a conversation with my son, Outside the Ropes, brought to you by Big Storm Brewery. And they will be Outside the Ropes with us as we do events live in your area anytime you have a charitable event. And we'll talk about some of those. But right now, let's go out there and have a conversation with Michael. We have a lot of fun about this today. John Rager, myself, you. The big announcement, Michael, the CW Network has bailed out LIV. Well, I don't know if it bailed it out, but you kind of did a little research on the programming there, and there isn't one damn show I think I've ever watched.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. Well, the good thing about that is Nexstar Media actually acquired 75% of CW last month. So hopefully maybe with that new acquisition, things will change, but you're right, Dad. I don't know a single show on this channel.
You're the young guy.
They do have the Flash.
Name some of those shows, Flash. Because I figured you'd watch some of them.
Well, their top three are Riverdale, which is, I believe it's a female favorite. The Flash and All American. Those are their top three favorite, their top three most watched shows. which I've heard of the Flash comic, but not too up on the TV show, that's for sure.
Well, when you look at that audience that CW pulls in, it's definitely not, in my opinion, and I'm certain yours and John, it's not the the golf demographic.
Yeah, the average age of watcher is 56, so, you know,
should be on there.
You could argue it, but the shows really don't seem like they're, you know, young shows, in my opinion, but you never know, you know, maybe with the new acquisition, things will change, and we'll see, you know, better programming.
Are the Golden Girls on there? That's important for John Rager.
I don't think the Golden Girls are on there.
John, you're out, buddy. You're out.
Well, you know what I did is when I found out that Michael was going to go ahead and do the talk about the Live Golf deal with CW, I went ahead and downloaded the CW app to see what's on there. And so there's some interesting things that kind of correlate to Live Golf. You can, you know, read into it what you want, but I downloaded the app and I pulled it up, and it has movies A to Z. And the second featured movie is a dog and pony show. I mean, I can't get any. I can't be any more descriptive of Live Golf and CW putting a TV deal together to get out there. But you know, Michael, I'm surprised 56 is the average age. My goodness, there's a lot of, you know, what are these 56-year-olds watching these days?
That's what I was wondering myself. You know, maybe it's Riverdale. I have no idea what it's even about. I have no idea.
Here's a reality show on CW. Would I Lie to You? Oh boy!
Yeah, that would I be for Greg Norman? Would I Lie to You? No. Every time you open your mouth, you're lying. Oh my God! And then there's a movie, Dog and Pony Show.
Hey, there's one here that's really good. Movies and miniseries. We're it's called 13, The Conspiracy. We could just put LIV, The Conspiracy. And you can put a picture. It's got these two guys that look like spies. We'll have to put a picture of Jay Monahan and Greg Norman and looking at each other wearing some black suits.
Michael, have you ever looked at the leaderboard? Because I think with their graphics, they selected the wrong network. They should have been on the Cartoon Network, and we know a lot of those shows growing up and taking care of Michaela.
It's definitely thrown a wrench in the you know, PGA, but maybe it's, you know, it's something different. You know, people like change, and you know, Greg Norman's obviously an entrepreneur. You know, with his whole life, he's always, you know, been an entrepreneur, so maybe, you know, this is good for the tour, and we'll see. Maybe it'll play out and you know, be a good thing for golf.
John Rager's a fan of it. I'm not. But he believes in the old free commerce in the world, which I guess I got to go with you there, John.
Yeah, I've always looked at it from a perspective that I'm a fan of golf. So I want to see Live Golf do well, and I enjoy, you know, I actually watch some of the telecasts, but I'm an avid fan of golf too. But you know, years ago, the Champions Tour, broke off and they went to CNBC and they televised all their tournaments on there, and they really didn't get much traction on that. So they ended up,
you know, I remember
the Golf Channel bailed them out, picked them up, and, you know, the advent of the Golf Channel, you know, really made a difference for the Champions Tour. But, you know, Michael, when you start looking at all the different tours out there, there is a saturation point, I would believe, on the consumption of golf out there. I know that the PGA Tour has got 48 events this year. It seems right when the major championships are over and the FedEx Cup's over, boom, you start right again. So I don't know about what you think about saturation of golf. What's your opinion on that as far as the amount of golf that's being played out there and trying to buy for the airwaves?
You know, I think any pub, you know, since Tiger Woods, I really don't think there's been much change in as far as, you know, getting the younger generation to play golf. You know, Tiger really set a boom. You know, I was playing junior golf when Tiger came out, and really, you know, maybe this is something that's going to catapult. You know, and I would like to see the airways more saturated with golf. You know. I'm a big, like, I'm with you, John. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just want to see the game grow. and I think this is an opportunity for the game to grow. It's different. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just saying, watching golf on TV for me is very therapeutic because it puts me to sleep. It does, but you know what? My most favorite. I don't know about you, Michael. My most favorite way to watch golf is I like the back nine on the last day. I love the tournament because it means something. You know, everybody's choking and gagging and making birdies and catching up, and you know, disasters are happening. So the drama is really watching the back nine of most golf tournaments. But you know, if I'm watching Thursday morning on the Golf Channel first round, I might have to go back to bed.
Hey, well, I've got one thing that's going to happen. You've got those 56-year-old demographic, and those folks, whatever ridiculous programming they're watching, they are going to be absolutely bombarding the CW affiliates across America when LIV comes on golf because they don't give a damn, and most of them don't have anything else to do. Can you imagine those switchboards at the affiliates across America the first time LIV bumps out their what was the name of that show? Riverdale?
Riverdale or The Flash?
Yeah, people are going to be pissed off. All right, son. Well, enjoy your weekend out there before you venture into your new career. And one of the beautiful things, I think I told you, your company, Power, I saw them. They were sponsoring. I can't remember what player. It was actually over on the European Tour.
His last name happens to be Power.
I'm sorry?
His last name happens to be Power. You know, I told some future colleagues that, my dad sent me a picture, and we actually, a sponsor, his last, I believe it's like Jason Power. I might have the first name wrong, but his last name is Power, and I guess that's one of the reasons why we sponsor him as well, so.
Well, change your name to Power. Get out there, and Rager will get you updated, and we'll get you on the Florida tour down here wearing Power gear. How about that?
Hey, I wouldn't attest to that.
All right. Well, have a great weekend, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon. And
all right, guys, take care.
Research. I know, John. You're probably going to be using that app a lot on the beach now, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to see what that Riverdale's about. Maybe that's what you watch with your wife on date night. So I'll have to check that out.
All right, my man. Let's take a break, come back, and we're going to talk to Pat Dooley. John Rager lined him up. I did some research on him. I love having cats like this on, and a very, very interesting man. All right, we'll be back here on the Tee Florida from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Camp. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back down the tee, Florida, right here down at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. I'm Mike Rickard. John Rager's up there on Crescent Beach, Florida. And I want to do a real quick plug. Of course, we're brought to you by Sea Dogs and Ice Pick Vodka each and every week. And we got some exciting news coming down the pike there. They will be our title sponsors, Ice Pick Vodka. And they'll be at a lot of events for us. Hey, there's an event on the 30th, and there's still a couple of foursomes. It's the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, the Leonard and George Levy Memorial Golf Tournament. It takes place at Carrollwood Country Club, the same place where John Rager will be the man with the plan for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and that's in March. It's easy to get a hold of him. Let me pull that up for you right now. Well, just get a hold of me. No, here we go. Just go to sportscluboftampabay.org. sportscluboftampabay.org. And there's two foursomes left. It'll be an absolute blast, and look forward to that. And John Rager, you're already doing your preparations for the Super Bowl of Golf at Carrollwood as well.
That's right. Super Bowl of Golf qualifier, Tampa Bay chapter, NFL alumni. This is the retired players that are affiliated with NFL teams that live in Tampa Bay. And a lot of them are former Buccaneers that have won the Super Bowl. But at Carrollwood Country Club on Monday, March 6th, you can buy a foursome and you can get in. All you have to do is go keyword NFL alumni Tampa Bay and you'll find their website. You can actually sign up online. But we have quite a few famous golfers that are football players, NFL alumni players. You get paired with one of those and you have a foursome. And there's a special handicap system based on whether you're an A player, B player, or C and above. And it evens things out. So it becomes very competitive. And what happens, the winner of the Super Bowl qualifier gets to go to the Super Bowl of Golf. Last year was out in Palm Springs, California. They have just about every major city in the United States has an NFL franchise, and you also have an NFL alumni chapter. And it's men and women, too. You know, the unique thing about the Tampa Bay chapter, you actually have a lot of the swashbucklers, a lot of the former cheerleaders for Tampa Bay that actually are part of the NFL alumni. They come out and they volunteer and they help out and things like that.
I have one on today in the next show. Lynn Muno is Murray.
Yeah, fantastic. So, you know, so it's a good time for everybody to raise this money for children. Carrollwood Country Club, Monday, March 6th, NFL alumni, Super Bowl of Golf qualifier.
Let's not keep royalty waiting any longer. Why don't you take over the reins and introduce Pat Dooley, of course, accomplished sports writer and author, and I'll just sit back and listen to you guys talk about Gatorland and the world of sports.
Well, you know, we're going to welcome Pat on. He's a famous author, if you didn't know it, but you should do this. You should go look and see the books that he's written. He's written three books about the Gators. You know, Pat is a longtime journalist, and I call him a journalist because he is a columnist and a journalist, and he's covered sports and mainly Gator football, gosh, for almost 30-some years, maybe longer than that. And he retired, but he just didn't retire. He's still active. He's got a radio show. But he's also an author, and he's writing books. And I know he's writing a book right now. We'll get to that in a moment. But he's written three books, Florida Football Yesterday and Today, and the foreword was by NFL Hall of Famer Jack Youngblood. He's written a book, 100 Things Florida Fans Should Know Before They Die, and that foreword is by Heisman Trophy winner Danny Werfel. And maybe his best work so far, I've read all three books, is The Game of My Life and its memorable stories of Gator football, and that foreword was by Urban Meyer. So with that, we'd like to bring Pat Dooley onto the show, and because there's something that's intriguing that's happening in Gainesville, Florida, that's where Pat lives. I moved from Gainesville, Florida to Crescent Beach, and I know that I went back there the other day, you know, and there's something going on. It's the mysterious case of the disappearing golf course. And maybe Pat can help us solve this problem and figure why the heart of the Gator Nation doesn't have any golf courses hardly anymore. Pat, welcome to On the Tee Florida and the John Rager Golf Report.
What's up, Johnny? It's an amazing thing that's gone on here over the years. I mean, there was a time when we had enough golf courses for the size of the community, but now we're down to four, and one that's truly public. So it's sad. It really is.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that the truly public one, Ironwood Golf. I'm able to have the good fortune to go there once in a while and give a few lessons. And I know your broadcast partner up there on the radio show, Jeff Cordoso, and he also is the voice of Florida Gator Sports in several different areas. I know he got elevated this year and was doing a lot of the Gator football broadcast. Well, you know him very well, and his golf course is doing well. I mean, there's very few places to play, but it's the only true public golf course. Sometimes it gets so crowded, you're going to have to wait an hour to tee off. In Gainesville, when I moved there years ago, I moved there to help Gary Player build a golf course called Hale Plantation, and now through political correctness, they call it Hawkstone. And I know the Turkey Creek Golf Club there just reopened and took years for the residents to buy it. But then Gainesville Country Club, which was probably, it was the club in Gainesville. That's where Coach Spurrier would play and all the notables. It's closed. It's bankrupt, and they're trying to sell it for housing. Why in Gainesville, where in the other parts of the state of Florida, golf is booming, and especially since the pandemic, there are more golfers now than there ever been. It's starting to really go back up. Golf's up like 8 to 10% since the pandemic. Why is the world of golf leaving Gainesville behind? What's wrong up there?
Well, every case is different. You know, the case out of the country club was the guy who bought it didn't have the money, and they basically foreclosed on it. At one point they were mowing everything with one mower. That's not a good sign right there. In the case of Meadowbrook, this was what happened at Turkey Creek, where the homeowners didn't really want a golf course. And then at Turkey Creek, when they found out what they were told was going to happen, the price of their house went way down because you're not living on the golf course anymore. So it got to a point where they would go out and mow it themselves so it looked like a golf course at least. And then finally they reopened it about 7 years after they shut it down. West End, you had a guy who was more interested in making money based on, selling lots and everything. He's still fighting. He hasn't been able to get that done yet. But it's all different things, but the bottom prevailing thing is that millennials, students, aren't that interested in spending 4 hours on the golf course, and that people don't really retire to here. They retire to Ocala, and Ocala's they don't have to deal with as many students or hardly any students, and they have these villages set up and everything for them, and they're, I would think they're in the 20s at golf course. So, and they're actually smaller than the game. So, there's a lot of reasons why it's happened, but it's just depressing. The guy that makes out is Jeff Cardozo, because everybody has to come there and play. He used to be, this time of year, I would go out there just find a spot, play 7 or 8 holes, play 9 holes. You can't even get on the course. You can't even play 1 hole unless you have a tee time. So it's kind of he's getting a lot of business out there, but unfortunately we don't have a lot of golf courses.
Well, I noticed that Mike earlier in the show was talking about Gator Royalty coming on and talking on our show. So I realized that you've got a special starting situation out there. You just go find a hole and you play, and everybody gets out of the way. That's the way to do it at public golf course, man. To be your own starter.
Unless you're a hack like me and he steps in front of me and I don't know who he is, and I'm a Hawkeye fan or maybe a Seminole. There might be a little issue there with Mr. Dooley stepping on.
There's a trick to know how to do it.
You made a comment, Pat, about the millennials, isn't it true that, like, a lot of the college students don't even want to go to the football games anymore? Is that true?
Well, they've been having trouble with that, and it had gotten to a point where they had reduced the number of season tickets that they were allowed to buy. But then they really pushed for them to go. They want the students to have the experience, and they want them to be at the games because they tend to be louder and drunker. My daughter is a student at the University of Florida, so I better be careful what I say. But yeah, but they got them out there, and they had better attendance the last couple of years. But yeah, I mean, it's the same kind of thing where you know, I want to see this game, but I can look at it on my phone too. You know, so it's just it's the world we live in today, and that's why eventually. The stadium in Florida, it will be reduced in capacity. It will go down to probably about 80,000 from 90,000 because there's no point in having 90,000 seats. Students don't come. Visitors don't come to games anymore. You know, they'll come one time. Like, Texas A&M crowd will come once to see the Swamp, see what the big deal is, see how loud it is, and they go home and they don't want to come back because it's too far to go. And you can watch it on multiple TV. So, but I remember this, the Kentucky game last, when Kentucky beat Florida for the first time in games with a breakout streak, there were 790 fans from Kentucky to purchase tickets. It used to be you had 8,000. So that's another totally different issue, but it is changing.
Well, you know, I know that, you know, being a PGA golf professional for 40 years now, you know, people, when you have those games, you have those people flying in on their jets and or they're traveling in, they're coming in to watch their team play the Gators. I'd always get calls. You know, I had the good fortune of being the president of the North Florida section twice, and so it got me around the country quite a bit. So anytime somebody wanted to come to Gainesville play golf, they would call me. And the last couple of years, it's been pretty hard where I just line them up at golf courses in Ocala. Because they're too crowded. You can't get them on. I can't get them on Hell Plantation. Gainesville Country Club is closed. Meadowbrook is closed. Ironwood is so dang busy that, you know, I know they don't want to go out there and they just want to go play a nice place somewhere. So you're right. I think that golf is actually golfers in Electric County. There are a lot of them, but they're leaving the county and they're going south. They're playing, you know, they're playing some quality golf courses. It's less expensive. Ocala does have, I had the good fortune of being an owner of a course one time in Ocala, and I can tell you that there's got to be almost 40 golf courses now in Ocala for sure. You know, there's a lot of golf courses down there, and they are. They're leaving Gainesville. Hey, you know what? While we have you on the air here, why don't you talk about your golf tournament called the Bob? Are you doing it again this year?
Yeah, there was a lot of conjecture that we wouldn't because it just is a lot of work, but I had too many people tell me that it's the best day of their life every year. So,
I'm gonna seed this conversation because I can absolutely tell you that it is the best golf tournament if you're in Gainesville that you could possibly play in. It raises money. It is the best golf party you could possibly have on the golf course. You want not for beverage. You want not for food. Also, the prizes that you get. I mean, you walk in there every year and there's like 8 helmets from college and NFL teams that are signed by the coaches that had some sort of affiliation with University of Florida, and it is absolutely incredible. So, you do need to have this tournament again this year. So, tell us if you're going to have this tournament. Have you picked a date?
Yeah, May 13th is going to be the tournament, and it'll be the 28th Bob Dooley Invitational. So, we're already. In fact, I was on the phone right before I was talking to you, talking to somebody at Gators Dockside about what they can do on the course. And we've got so much stuff already lined up. We're trying to get ahead of the game so we can enjoy our, you know, spring a little bit. But, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, as you know. Putting on golf tournaments isn't easy. But
a good friend of mine, Wild Bill Sereau, you know him as Dr. William Sereau, the oral surgeon, but we call him Wild Bill on our radio show here. And make sure you reserve a team for him again. He always likes to play. I remember a couple years ago he snagged a Tiger Woods signed flag walking out of there. And I remember last year, I think it was a football leather-covered easy chair. So, you know, he just can't wait to play in that tournament and bring something home to the Wild Bill den. But May 13th coming up. That's fantastic. Save a team for us. We're really looking forward to it.
Hey, Pat, I got a question. As the resident hack and the head of the Hack Nation moving here from Iowa, are you particular about clowns like me that could possibly damage the course with my pathetic swing?
As long as you pay, you're fine. You can take anything.
Well, that's where Rager comes in. I'll let Rager pick up the tab for me. Hey, quick question. As an Iowan, I have to ask this. During all your years of covering, and my good friend Dan McCarney, your paths ever cross Danny when he was up there with Urban?
Absolutely, I liked him a lot. In fact, I rooted for that him. When he went to North Texas and. Yeah, I would always root for them because he was such a good guy. I think he was only here a year, maybe two.
Two years. Yeah, he lives in Sarasota now. He comes up on my other show quite often, and he thoroughly enjoyed his time in the Gator Country.
This goes back to the old days when you could actually talk to assistant coaches. Oh, man, what a wild world that was. I mean, we would sit there. I would be sitting in the office of the defensive coordinator and just chatting, and the head coach would stick his head in and say, "Hey, Pat, we got to work on that blitz package or something." Those are the old days. Now, you can't even speak to them. You can't even say, "Hey, let's tackle him," and hogtie him again and take him to jail. So, but Dan was a great guy. I really liked him a lot. Tell him hello next time you see him.
I'll certainly do that. We got to take a break here, fellas. Wind things down here for us, John.
Hey, so for our listeners out there, the John Rager Golf Report. Several times a week, I'll post interesting articles and from the world of golf. Just trying to do things that are a little different. So this week, one of the things I posted was Pat Dooley, and if you go to the mysterious case of the disappearing golf course, you'll see Pat's. Tag there for his Twitter account. So stay in touch with Pat out there. I know you can still buy your books on Amazon, Pat. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can. In fact, we're going to give away a package that has all three books in it for the silent auction this year. So that'll be kind of fun.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, but before we let you go, are you writing another book?
I'm working on one, but I don't want to give any much away. It's a football book, but it's a fiction book. But I haven't secured a publisher yet, so I don't want to give anything away.
Well, for our listeners out there, one of the reasons I moved and retired to the beach was the fact that I wanted to try to write a book, and I got caught up in this crazy radio show for a while. But, Pat, you've been very helpful on some advice on how to write a book, and hopefully I'll write a golf book before you do.
Well, I'm gonna actually steal his information, and we're gonna get you on our Sports Connection show because we're broadcasting that up in Lake City these days. So we'll get you on, and we'll have a little interaction and talk a little more thoroughly about your covering sports for all these decades. How's that sound, Pat?
No, anytime you guys need me, I'm happy to do it.
All right, my friend. Well, we need to take a break. Thank you very much for joining us here on the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We'll be right back. We'll wind things down on this Saturday, the 21st of January, as we tip things off.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Back to Florida. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Great conversation with Pat Dooley. Hey, did you see how I snuck that Iowa little segment in there with Dan McCartney, and my old buddy there, John?
Well, you know, Pat's one of those guys that he is, you know, I call him a true friend of mine, but he's from a professional standpoint, he is the last of the Mohicans. He's one of the people out there that he had rapport with all the coaches and all the players, and you know, and it's a tough job because there are times he has to be critical and write critical things about the coaches, the players, the fans, whatever it is, but it was an honest look at it, and you know, he was always welcome everywhere, anytime. And it's a shame that, you know, that he was sharing with us that, you know, nowadays, you know, now I kind of figured out that's probably why he retired. He probably got tired of walking in and just trying to, you know, talk to the team, get everybody fired up, because this is football, this is sports, this is fun. And not be able to get an answer because it's like you're talking to the Department of Justice or something and we can't leak anything. So you got to
watch your language now, John, because my mom's here in the studio, my sister, my brother-in-law, my niece. We're having a little family affair here, so please behave the rest of the show, would you please?
Well, my goodness. Well, you know what, Rickard family, it's wonderful that you're here. He is a wonderful representative of the world of sports. And
he's lying about me right now. He's saying I'm a great guy. He thinks you guys are listening.
Yeah, I know. I could go on and on and on.
Keep lying, please.
But even though you're a hack, we all love you, Mike.
All right. Yeah, well, we had Michael on earlier, and he did a superb job. Now let's get your real feelings on this LIV deal with CW. Do you think any media deal would have been a good deal because of the need for it, so it didn't matter where they landed?
Well, it's fascinating, and I guess the reason why I say it's fascinating because it's the people who are behind it. Okay, obviously we know who's behind Live Golf, but also the folks that took over and bought the controlling interest in CW has probably seen that they need to have some sort of sports programming on it. And I think that's probably the direction that they're trying to go. And the deal itself wasn't quite clear. If you go to golf.com, I posted this on my John Rager Golf Report this week. You can read my John Rager Golf Report this week. If you go to Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, whatever, you can find all that. But and this is what we try to do to talk on Saturdays. And so I did some research on this. It's interesting about the different ways that Live Golf made this TV deal with CW. And one of them is that, you know, they went away from YouTube. Now, YouTube has got much more following than CW, okay? But the Live Golf is not going to pay for airtime, which is good, because they were prepared to pay somebody for airtime to get that out there, but it's not. But they'll do some streaming on the app. The CW will have some streaming. And the CW seems like they really want to get into some sports broadcasting, and this is perfect for them. And Liv actually got what they needed. They needed to get some real television exposure. And we make fun of CW and all the shows that we've never even watched before or heard of. And when young Michael said that, holy cow, it's the average age is 56 that watches this, well, damn, 56-year-olds are watching some unbelievable goofy stuff out there. But the CW is serious about golf. They're serious about sports broadcasting, and they're looking like, you know, they want to help them make it work.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. So what do you got going on this weekend up there in Crescent Beach? Of course, plenty of golf to watch, NFL playoffs. We'll have all 100 televisions with one of the games on down here, I'm certain, or basketball? Or you got honeydews this weekend?
Well, you know, actually, we're going to return to the city of Gainesville today. We've got a son that is a Gator. He graduated with a PhD in engineering at University of Florida, so we're going to cross paths with him and probably hook up with him at Spurrier's Grill, which if you go to Gainesville and you love the Gators and you love Steve Spurrier, you got to go to his restaurant. It's more than just a restaurant. It's like a tourist attraction. He's got all his memorabilia set up there. You know, and the food is wonderful, and the prices are reasonable. It's a place called Celebration Station. So we're gonna go ahead and do that. Plus, Gainesville is one of the few places in Florida that has the medieval fair. Once a year, they have all these people that dress up in medieval times. And just like Ferg's, where you have axe throwing, they have axe throwing at the medieval fair. So they call it the Hogtown Medieval Fair. That's what Gainesville was called before Colonel Gaines came in there after the Civil War.
Hogtown? Hogtown?
Gainesville used to be called Hogtown.
H-O-G.
Yeah, that's right. So what happens is
we're used to hogs, but I've never heard of anything in Florida be called Hogtown.
Well, they raised hogs there in Gainesville before it became, you know, and the University of Florida is a land-grant university, too, back in the old days. So, I mean, it's quite sophisticated now, but it had very humble rural beginnings. So with that, we're going to do the medieval fair. We'll throw some axes. And I can't wait to come down to Ferg's one day and throw axes there and see what happens.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch you throw your back out. Hey, I was looking at an event, and I don't know why you are not in it last weekend. It was the at Tampa Palms Golf and Resort, the 2023 Golf Week Senior Player of the Year Classic. What do you know about that?
Like I said on last week's broadcast, the older we get, the better we were, or I'm a legend in my own mind. That is an amateur golf tournament, so golf professionals, I'm still a PGA golf professional, so I'm not allowed to play in that. But even if I did, I probably would finish about probably in the lower part of the pack, because these old guys that retire and they get out there, they play a lot of golf. And to be a good golfer, you have to play a lot of golf. And I enjoy just going down the beach sometime, playing nine holes with my daughter and giving a few lessons, and love the game of golf and enjoy it. But if you want to be competitive, and I have a lot of respect for those folks, especially at Tampa Palms for that Golf Week Senior, they have a great national championship. We hosted them at Adena down there in Ocala. Wonderful, wonderful people. But they play, that's all they do. They golf their ball, and you got to hit balls, you got to practice, you got to play. And so I like to have a little balance in life. I like to sit back and have a nice pick vodka and go visit the Sea Dog Brewery and enjoy talking on the radio and play a little nine holes with backyard golf with Wild Bill once in a while. That's about my competitive golf proudness these days.
Well, bravo. You had plenty of years of that. Well, we've got a lot of exciting things taking place and starting right in February, expanding our network. We'll talk more about that. We've got to get together, you know what, on the Facebook and the directing to traffic, because you're putting so much social media out there. So I'm looking forward to that as well, my friend. And you and your lovely bride have a great weekend. And I've got family down here. We're going to have a lot of fun. And you know, one thing I am going to be watching, I don't watch the LPGA that much. I'm enjoying watching that down at Lake Nona.
Well, you will enjoy watching that, and it's been a wonderful show. Enjoy being on it, and all I have to say going out is yank and crank, baby.
From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For Michael Rickard, Pat Dooley, John Rager, Joe Bedreau, and Matt on the controls, thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.